Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for being here. Shout outs to everybody at work, everybody at home, everybody on the road. Man, when I start to think about food, it gets crazy. Shout outs to everybody doing Uber Eats and DoorDash. Shout outs to everybody tipping the Uber driver. Thank you to the good Uber drivers, the ones who actually follow the directions when it's time to deliver the food. Thank you. Hey, Shep, you know I had an Uber driver. This is like in the pandemic time. I ordered some food, and it's like there was a table outside my door. It's like he dropped the food off on the table. Shep, you know they put the food right on the mat right in front of the door.
I remember those days. Yes.
Like, how the hell am I supposed to open up my door without knocking my food over?
That's a tough proposition.
That's why there's a table there.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote, please put the food on the table. And they put it on the mat.
Yikes.
Like, what am I doing?
JR. Should be so simple.
I got to go all the way out the back door to go around a hole. I had to go around the front to get the food just because you didn't think in your brain to put it on the table as opposed to the mat.
So I don't use Uber all that much. Is there a similar? I'm sorry. Or you said Uber Eats. Is there a similar rating system to that as there is Uber itself when you use the driving service?
Yeah, I think it's stars.
Okay, got it.
I think it's stars for the food delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can leave notes and messages and thumbs up and thumbs down, and you know I like to tip. I want to tip. I want to give people money. I like to tip. But not if you're leaving my food in the front door so it falls over.
Yeah, there's no point of ordering out if that's going to happen. You might as well make it yourself. You can do better than that, right?
Yeah, I might as well food sprawled all over the front. Like, what am I doing that for? So if you're a good Uber driver or Uber Eats delivery, DoorDash, delivering pizza, there's a lot of pizza delivery people. To the good ones, thank you. We appreciate you. And if you suck... Yeah, well, it'll be okay. You got things to learn. Okay, I'm going to be here with you for the next hour. And we've had a busy night. We talked about Sean Payton, the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. This man's going to get bank. And the Saints got bank in return. They got the Broncos' first-round pick for this year and a 2024 second-round pick. Yeah, Sean Payton didn't come cheap. Hopefully he can fix Russell Wilson. We talked about LeBron James, who is 89 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. LeBron James had 28 points tonight in a triple-double. Los Angeles Lakers beating the New York Knicks 129-123. LeBron James also became he climbed the list. He's now fourth all-time in assists. His final stat line, 28 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. And he passed Steve Nash and Mark Jackson. That makes no sense. He talked about it after the game. LeBron James spoke to the media, and he's like, yeah, it was nice to pass Mark Jackson and Steve Nash. Listen to LeBron tell you.
Anytime you link with some of the greats, you know Mark Jackson played here. I was drafted here by the Knicks, so super cool thing. And obviously, we know what Nash was. You know, I played against him for many, many years, and you know, his ability to pass the ball was very, very uncanny.
Yeah, well, we know that. We watched him play. Thank you, LeBron. LeBron James also played a basketball game, and he took an opportunity to throw a, well, I don't want to call it shade. He just threw a jab at the officials. He said it was nice to play a basketball game without these dumbass referees. Listen.
The game was decided by the players. In Boston, the game was decided by the refs. So it was more demoralizing. You know, we tried to. But, I mean, obviously what happened in Boston was what happened. So tonight the game was decided in the regulation by the players. Two good defensive stops, Jalen Brunson stepping over for AD. And then AD locking down defensively. I'm giving a little help. So the game was decided by the players.
Oh, okay. But tell me how you really feel, LeBron. You know what? A matter of fact, I think we're going to have to really dive into that tomorrow. I wanted to do it tonight, but we have so many callers about Sean Payton and LeBron and the Pro Bowl. We talked about that garbage-ass Pro Bowl as well. I think we're going to have to get into the officiating tomorrow. Because there's problems in all sports. Cincinnati Bengals fans not happy this past Sunday with what took place in the AFC Championship game. And LeBron James not happy, as you just heard him, Saturday night, the Lakers in Boston against the Celtics. And we don't get me started on baseball. Changing some of the officiating rules just to improve the umpiring. And so we'll have that conversation tomorrow. What sport has it the worst? What sport is the worst officiated? We'll do that tomorrow. We got a lot of people here on the phone lines. They got a lot of thoughts, a lot of comments. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you've missed anything here in the show, about 10 minutes ago, where we talked about Wilt Chamberlain, Ric Flair, and Shaquille O'Neal, what do they have in common? You can listen on the free Odyssey app. Let's hit the phone lines. What do we have here? Let's talk to Ryan. He's calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Pleasure as always. One of the points I was going to make was actually going to be about the officiating. So since you're going to do that one tomorrow, I'll call back tomorrow and talk about that one. But I'll leave you with these other two comments I was going to make on All-Star NFL Pro Bowl. Yeah, it needs to go. And I don't know what you could put in this place. I mean, it could just be a weekend with nothing going on. I'd have to think about that one. I don't know what you could do instead of it, really. But yeah, it's watered down. It's never been good. It's garbage. At least the NBA All-Star Weekend used to be real good too. But it used to be real good. It's not good anymore either. I mean, it's gone down also. And I'm gonna leave you with this last point. I agree with you. Like I was gonna talk about the load management. Load management to me is the biggest bunch of crap that ever hit professional sports. I'm not a fan of load management at all. So if the NBA decides if they're going to let them keep doing it, if they decide they're going to keep letting them do this crap, I have a possible solution to load management.
They're not, but tell me quickly. Go ahead.
Okay. If the NBA says let them keep doing it, then I think they should not be allowed to do it when a situation like LeBron James coming to the East Coast, anywhere where you only make one visit to that city, the players should not be allowed to do it. If a situation where it's three or four kids, they see the same team.
I get it. Locally, I get it. Well, here's the thing. There's so much, and thank you, Ryan, for calling from Charlotte. There's so much to manage in relation to that. You going to tell somebody they're not hurting? We've heard this over and over again, and a lot of people might know this. You got a back problem, you got a back problem. It doesn't necessarily always show up in an MRI or an X-ray. You going to tell somebody how they supposed to feel about their ankle? I mean, there's There's no easy answer here for any of this. I don't think you could do that. LeBron James plays in Brooklyn once. He plays in Boston once. And if he's hurt, he's hurt. Can't play, can't play. What are you supposed to tell him? 855-212-4CBS. Kelly's here from Houston.
Hey, my gosh, I'm sitting on hold. I'm listening to all these things, and it's like now I have more things to say. It's like, so for,
Give me one solid thing, Kelly.
One solid thing. Okay, let me give you one solid thing. D'Amico Ryans hired in Houston. We love it here in Houston. We are all on board. But what is the national, and particularly your opinion of his hiring?
Well, let me ask you a question, Kelly.
Yes.
You said you've heard me discuss many of things here.
Yes.
You didn't hear me mention D'Amico Ryans?
Yes, I did. I did. I did.
What am I going to – I will repeat it again for anyone who's tuning in new here.
No,
but I like it. What else am I going to say?
Well, what I'm saying is that I mean, we are very
y'all have been out here. Let me help you out, Kelly. I'll tell you.
We love D'Amico.
I'm sure, as you should. Stop, Kelly. He's the native son coming home to the team that drafted him. The Texans have been garbage for the past several seasons, dating from Bill O'Brien becoming general manager and trading away assets, moving on into Deshaun Watson and his issues with massage therapists, moving on to a David Culley and a Lovie Smith who were placeholders, and now you have an adult coming back to lead the franchise, and you have an opportunity to select another franchise quarterback.
Yes,
I would be excited too, Kelly.
Yeah, I agree. But I want to know what the national narrative is.
I don't know, Kelly. I don't represent the national.
No,
the national.
Okay. So I
told you. Well, hold on, Kelly.
Yes.
I'm one guy, Kelly.
I know.
Hold on. Listen.
You are important to me, though.
That's you're important to me. I can't I'm not asking you what the whole state of Texas feels.
Of course. No, I don't care about feelings. I care about what you think about X's and O's.
Well, the man was the defensive coordinator for the 49ers.
Sir. Yes, sir.
What I have no idea what he's going to do. I have no idea what his staff is going to look like.
Well, I see. Do you like the hire?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have no issue with it. Yes. I think it's great. I think it's great.
Cool.
Well, hold on, Kelly. Listen to me.
No, I think so, too.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. Love you. Hey, Shep, did I miss anything?
Kelly got excited to be on the air.
He said he wanted to know what I felt. I said it like 30, 40 minutes ago and an hour ago as well.
Correct.
And there were
so many things brought up in between him calling and getting on the air that he couldn't help himself but just want to get all of it out there as well.
Like, how do you feel? What's the national? I don't know what national. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I didn't take a poll. I can only tell you how I feel. I reserve judgment. I think it's a good hire. They could not have screwed this up unless they went with someone who's just unqualified. Unless they went with someone who was a joke. He's not a joke. He was right there with Kyle Shanahan the whole damn time. He worked his way on up to being defensive coordinator. Let's see how he rounds out his staff. Why wouldn't people in Houston be excited? They actually have something to be excited about. They got fresh blood with a coach that they're familiar with. You got a chance to draft a franchise quarterback. This is the most excitement that you could have had in years. What am I expecting the Texans to now, I don't know, win 8 and 9 games next year? Probably not, no. But this is good towards progress. They've been stunted for the past few years. So, yeah, I like it. It's a good deal. But I don't represent the national narrative. I just represent my damn self. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Alaska and let's talk to Nate. Nate, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Not as excited as you, but I love it.
Yeah, I actually just pulled up after my last DoorDash and I heard you talking about it.
Oh, good.
And you were saying how you appreciate people that actually do it right. And I was just, you know, I wanted to say, yeah, like, a lot of people don't live up here. So I'm glad you're one of the good ones, first of all.
Wait. You said people in Alaska. Well, where are you at in Alaska? Anchorage or yep. Juneau? Where are you at? Hello?
Oh, hang on. Sorry.
Uh-oh. What happened? Uh-oh. You shaving?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
What was that vibrating?
I don't know. But, yeah. No, I'm up in Anchorage.
Okay, you're in Anchorage.
Yeah.
So you said people in Anchorage don't tip?
Yeah. So, for instance, just a little while ago, somebody was paying $250, which is like your base pay that they give you, and it was like 10 miles. Then they wanted some food, and which obviously is totally not worth it.
So what do you you say I ain't delivering that, or do you just do the job?
Yeah, I can decline it. So that's what I did. Deliver somebody food for $10 or $2?
So who decides that? The app decides that?
The app does decide it, so they have a base pay so that you can accept, and then with the tip, but it shows you how much you're making right off the bat. So it's like, okay, you're going to get this amount for this amount of miles. So, I mean, gas is $4 up here, so it's not even worth going 10 miles for $2.50, you know?
So I understand that. But I've been in Anchorage before. I didn't know that people don't tip. Why don't people in Anchorage tip?
I can't tell you why.
Okay.
I don't. It's not everybody, because I did one earlier and I did get a nice tip, but it's just certain people, they just don't give a crap, apparently.
Yeah. Look, I feel bad every now and then. I'm like, hey, I want a delivery, and I go, it's raining outside, and I feel bad. But y'all got
right, and obviously there's so much snow up here.
Yeah, you got snow and ice. I'd feel terrible having somebody deliver my food, but y'all are used to it.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But, I mean, also, I kind of want to just say something about sports, too, real quick, if I can.
Yeah, it's a sports station. Go ahead.
So I'm a diehard Bucks fan. I do not like Tom Brady. I accepted him. But who do you think might come? Do you think, like, Lamar Jackson might show up on our radar? Or?
No.
You don't think so?
No,
you think that we're just going to go with like Trask or
that's pie in the sky. Am I going to tell you it's not going to happen? No, I would never say never. But why? That's early. It's not necessarily smoke that's there. How about this? The team has already been on a downswing for this past season.
Yes.
It's going to continue without a Tom Brady. I don't see a Lamar Jackson saying, I want to be traded there or move me. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. I get it. Tom Brady came in. He won a championship. They've gone downhill since, especially this past season, his retirement year, or whatever the hell you want to call it. Get used to being a Buccaneers again. Sorry.
Well, yeah, believe me, I've been doing it for a long time.
And I don't know. We can think about some of the free agents that might be available. We can think about trades. I think the Buccaneers are closer to saying we're going to have to slot somebody in here, or they may have to sink for the next few seasons. So enjoy the Super Bowl that you won, okay?
Yeah, well, like I said, I didn't like the guy, but I'll take the Super Bowl. So.
Okay, I can dig it, Nate. Hey, I hope you all make
right,
all
well,
the money.
Thanks for having
there.
Me on.
No doubt. Thank you, Nate from Alaska. Yeah, we got people who don't tip everywhere. You don't tip. I don't know why, just tip. If it's good service, tip. Give them some money. If you can afford the food, then give them some money for it. Tip for other things, too. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we've been talking about a good coach in Sean Payton. There was a bad one in the NFL who did some talking today as well. Urban Meyer had a few things to say. He was on the All Things Covered podcast with my main man Brian McFadden and Patrick Peterson. I'm going to talk to you and you'll hear from Urban Meyer here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a Packers fan. I'm from Wisconsin. I want to see the Buccaneers come back into Green Bay. I want my Packers to get revenge and beat Tom Brady, because to be the best, you got to beat the best. Ric Flair, huh? Woo, nature boy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with that guy. Speaking of the other one he just mentioned, Tom Brady. Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times says, many of Tom Brady's friends believe it's likely he'll be back in 2023. We don't know where he's going to be, but it could be in San Francisco. It could be still back in Tampa Bay. But I thought so as well. It's hard to see Tom Brady just calling it a wrap on that crap season that we just witnessed. I think Tom Brady will be back. And I think he's going to have, well, he doesn't, I was going to say he's going to have a couple of sandwiches on the way in. Hey, Shep, you saw how much weight this man lost this past year?
How much exactly?
I don't know, a lot. He looked like Skeletor.
Wow.
He lost a lot of weight, man. Even throughout the course of the year, you could see it. He just... need to see Tom Brady back and healthy and winning. That's Tom Brady winning.
Yeah, well, he almost, you know, made the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they lost.
They did. He threw a red zone interception. He never does that. So this was just not their year, but they were decimated like Russell Wilson to a large degree because of the offensive line.
Yeah, I'd be a little surprised. If he was back in Tampa, I just think it's he had no other choice. Well, it was the best opportunity. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I think he would like to move on. That'd be pretty funny. If you got to choose between heading back to that crap in Tampa with Todd Bowles or going to, Las Vegas to work under Davis.
Right.
I mean, like, that's... you want to get shot or you want to get stabbed? Like, which one you want to pick?
That's fair. But I'll tell you this much, though.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned LeBron all night, and rightfully so. I think he may have in the back of his mind he's trying to pull a LeBron.
What does that mean?
Three different franchises, three finals, in this case Super Bowl MVPs. I think that's what he's thinking right now.
I don't think Tom Brady's thinking about nothing but playing football.
And winning.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I don't think he cares what team it is or how many teams. He just want to win.
But JR, you and I both know this. You said it literally the day after he had a State of the Union address.
Which one?
Thanking every single person and their mother
Came
to the press corps in Tampa Bay.
Right.
He's finished in Tampa.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
It's the door is not completely closed, but I think so.
Yeah.
We'll see. 855-212-4CBS. Carl is here from San Francisco. What's up, Carl?
Hey, just let you know, I do the DoorDash. I got 6,000 deliveries under my belt. And and you can make a living doing it in San Francisco. I mean, they tip pretty good out here.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, work from 6 days, working 10 hours a day, you can make like $1,500 a week.
Let me ask you this. With all them rich folks up there in San Francisco, what do you do when you have to pull up to, like, somebody's gigantic house with a big, tall gate? Do you press a button and somebody comes out? What happens? They let you onto the property? How does that work?
Okay, so, yeah, they give you a code. I guess they give you their code, and the gates open up, and you drive up there. You read the instructions, and, you know, either hand it to them, you know, or hand it to the customer, or leave it at the door. You know, if they have a table, of course you're going to put it on the table. I mean, what rich, dummy is not going to do that?
Wait, whoa. You enter, the rich people come and accept the food? No, nobody else takes it on their behalf?
Well, I haven't been out to the rich areas out there, but
You're delivering food to the Tenderloin, huh?
I wouldn't do that. I'll be shot. I get shot out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know the Tenderloin.
Some other things. Well, Carl, thank you, man.
I stay away from that area.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You got anything else?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like in San Francisco, I mean, that quarterback went under surgery. He's going to be gone for 6 to 9 months. I mean, why not try to sign Tom Brady? I mean, he grew up in the Bay Area. I mean, his parents still live in San Mateo out there. And, you know, he's divorced. I mean, he can restructure his contract. He'll be on a winning team out here.
Well, thank you, Carl. Tom Brady is a free agent. Purdy does have a torn UCL. It's been reported that he will be out at minimum 6 months. And so, yes, that's true. The door might be open for Tom Brady to join the hometown team. That is certainly realistic. We spent some time talking about that yesterday. You know, what do you do with Trey Lance? I think you got to keep him on as insurance until you know what the deal is with Purdy. And maybe if Tom Brady is screaming and crying, hey, I want to go back, and you tell Purdy, man, you just got to sit down for a while, for a year, and then you move Trey Lance. That's what I would do. 855-212-4CBS. Rich is here from Chicago.
Hey, good evening.
To you as well. What's up, Rich?
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit and get your take, because I've got a bad take on these coaching changes. I get really tired of recycled coaches. And to me, Frank Reich is a recycled guy. Now, you know, I don't know why. I think it probably indicates they want to draft a kid from Florida simply because
Richardson? Reich,
yeah. Okay. I think it makes a little bit of sense. They draft 9. He could easily drop to 9. I don't think he's worth the 9th pick in the first round. And I'm a Florida guy. But that makes a little bit of sense if you draft Richardson to keep Reich. But here's what I don't get, and you commented on this earlier. The two guys I really like that I think really got hosed on all of these coaching changes is the guy from Bieniemy from the Chiefs,
yes,
still
Eric.
In Kansas City, hasn't gotten a real opportunity. And the other guy, Wilkes at Carolina, who got displaced by Reich, he did a heck of a job. He went 6-6 picking up the mess that he inherited.
Yeah, he doesn't, and this is not a full defense. This is just common sense. He doesn't have the same type of resume. And the last time that we did see him get a full season, he got a raw deal out there, even with the Arizona Cardinals. So I understand what you're saying, and this is a massive problem in the NFL. We heard David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, talk about trying to, quote-unquote, break up the old boys club, which would be, hey, let's just hand the jobs or have the majority of the jobs go to older, white, recycled coaches, or a point that you just made. But Frank Reich got more experience. I ain't knocking David Tepper for trying to bring him in, especially given his background with QBs.
Here's what I think, though, and this was raised by a friend of mine, and it makes a lot of sense. He said, because we both like Bieniemy, he said that he's got the same problem Hackett's got. And that is, Hackett was the OC.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, with Rodgers, right? Now, he said he's sitting down in Kansas City, and they think you and I could be the offensive coordinator with Mahomes, right?
Sure.
And his comment was, the only way.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Rich. We don't know, and we've heard that for a long time, and thank you for calling from Chicago. One day we will find out why Bieniemy doesn't have a job. Is it for the reason that you just said he's had enough interviews? He interviews poorly, does he? Are people looking at his past in Colorado? I don't know. I feel like that has been beat to death. That's the case with every coach. Nathaniel Hackett got his opportunity, right? He's like, hey, I washed underwear for this guy. I could think about Adam Gase. Adam Gase got a job because he was taking out Peyton Manning's laundry. I mean, we can go down a list. I don't know why Bienemy don't have a job. I'm not in the interview room. I can only speculate for the same things that we all see, hear, and read. Mo's calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, thanks for taking my call, man. I wanted to get your take, actually, and even hope maybe you've got some insider info or you're hearing something about the state of the Atlanta Hawks. Because everything I'm getting over here, man, on local sports talk radio.
You going to talk about my friends on 92.9 The Game?
Man, I'm going to talk about your friends on 92.9 The Game, man.
Go ahead.
And you probably already hearing them too. But, you know, it's going back and forth, right? And a lot of people, and especially a lot of the local Atlanta people, you know, you hear the talk. Everybody's talking about Trey got his money and he's acting a little big-headed now and he's bumping heads with Nate. And then others are saying Nash is too old school, doesn't start his rookies as much as he should, isn't real open-minded. But either way, man, I don't think there's any doubt that if you got DeJounte, you got Trey, you got John Collins, you got DeAndre Hunter, you shouldn't be barely getting into the playoffs and maybe not even make it. So something's wrong. It's just really frustrating that I don't see what it is.
Here are some facts. Here's some facts, okay? The roster can use improvement. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, depth.
Okay, absolutely. The roster can use improvement. Trae Young, who's used to being extremely ball dominant, is still trying to work things out with DeJounte. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I'd agree with that.
Would you say that Nate McMillan has also made some poor coaching decisions?
Yeah, especially this year.
Okay. Now, if you put all three together, and all three happen to be true, you get a team right now that is basically average. It's mediocre. You have, and this goes up into the front office. You know, you got Landry Fields who's taken over. You got Kyle Korver there in the front office now as well, and management roles. This is still new to both of these guys. Landry Fields obviously spending time with San Antonio and getting an opportunity to run things here. And Schlenk, you know, stepping down. You know, what the reasons are, they say it's his family. We don't know, but he's gone. And so the Hawks, realistically, they are a team in transition. I'm just telling you the facts. This is what I do know. The roster has to change. It has to be adjusted. And we got to stay tuned. I don't have no insider information that I'm going to sit here and share with you. I could just tell you what we all know is obvious and clear. I know people want to point fingers at Trae Young. I am not going to say he is the biggest or only problem. A lot of the guys around him need to do better as well. Mo, would you say so?
Yeah, I'd say so, man. It just seems like I know we don't have the depth, and I know Trey's learning to play with DeJounte, but we've been better than this with less the last couple of years. Yeah,
I wouldn't say roster construction a little bit different, man. We got a guy shooting out in Sacramento now who I thought personally was a great fit for this team moving forward.
Agreed.
Now he's just shooting out the lights. So the roster is different. I appreciate you for calling, Mo. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. He asked me about the Atlanta Hawks. The average. What am I going to say? I should go downtown and help him play.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call me with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And I love Pearland, Texas. I like Houston. I like everything. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of folks here on the phone lines that want to talk to me before we roll out. I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you about everything that we're going to get into tomorrow. Obviously, we'll have a new top six list. We're going to take a look at, let's just say it's going to involve records inspired by LeBron James. So a new top six list, what I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And then we're really going to take some time to look at officiating, because we can look across the board at just about every sport here in North America and go, man, the refs can do a better job. And so we'll get into that tomorrow. Before we do that, let's get into some of your calls. We got a lot of people who've been waiting patiently. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Detroit and talk to Greg. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Oh, my God, you caught me driving. But
yeah,
that's okay.
We got a lot of people who do that. Yes, but go ahead.
That's all right, man. Listen, my offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson from the Lions,
yes,
and my defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn from the Lions, both decided to stay instead of going for head coaching jobs elsewhere. I want to know what your professional take is, because I respect everything you say, brother.
Well, thank you so much. I'm hoping that they can actually get their defense together. I think a lot of that is going to revolve around their defensive backs. The offense certainly seems to be fine, but the Lions are on the up and up, man.
Wow. Okay, man, I'm glad you said that. Okay. I just wanted to get your take on everything, man.
Okay.
I respect everything you say, but I don't hear you talk about them a lot, so that's why
Yeah, because for the most part, they've stunk.
Oh, I know, dude.
Right.
Dude, listen, I'm 56 years old. They've been a depressing nightmare since I've been born.
Well,
so,
I put it to you this
way. And you made fun of me. Listen, made fun of me before with Jim Schwartz and Jim Caldwell, and you called me out and everything, but in the past, Wayne Fonts, everything, so... I know.
Well, but if the Lions continue on the pathway that they're on, there's going to be a lot of opportunity, not just for me, but for plenty of people all over America to spend more time talking about the Lions in a positive way. So I consider that to be a success. They're on the way, man. You got a great coach, too. People love him. I want to see the Lions have success. They are very easy to root for. Very easy. Mike is calling from Cleveland. Go ahead, Mike. Okay, Mike is not here. Okay, Mike. Omar from San Francisco. Go ahead, Omar.
Hey, long-time caller, long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to say that I believe Kyle Shanahan is a terrible head coach. He blew a easy challenge. He blew a Super Bowl. He blew a championship. I think it's time to cut ties. He's a great play caller, I think. I would like to know your take on that.
I think that's a terrible take.
Why is that?
I think when you have the success that he has had, to go ahead and just say, I'm going to give you the boot, you don't know what's behind door number two. It's not easy to go out there and win a championship. You're 100% correct about, you know, by the way, I live in Atlanta. I think I heard about him blowing a Super Bowl. I watched the championship game this past Sunday. I did see Devontae Smith not catch a football that set up a touchdown. But if we're going to draw that and ignore the success that he had to even get in these positions, it is not fair. I mean, you just don't wake up and fire people. If I may ask, what do you do for a living?
I'm a cashier, and I'm a part-time dasher.
Okay. If you screw up the money, once every couple of weeks, should I just buy you after the first time?
No, you're right. I get
okay.
that.
I'm
just, my thing is, I just think like Devontae Smith getting up right away and doing with his fist, telling his offense. I mean, that's a clear note to challenge you. I mean, it's not worth the timeout.
He said he didn't see it. And I'm sure everything going on, that's not the only thing he's paying attention to.
from the caller earlier that you had in San Francisco,
yes,
the Tenderloin has some of the best food. You get a lot of the business as a Dasher.
Okay.
And thanks for taking my call. I do think Kyle Shanahan did get Trey Lance wrong. That was my last take.
Okay,
thank you for taking my call.
Hopefully, no doubt. Hopefully they trade him and get something back in return. And by the way, if for everyone who is not in San Francisco or the Bay Area, not familiar with the Tenderloin District, you can find some nice things there, but it's also known to be not the nicest part of town. It's unfortunately many people dealing with many issues who unfortunately live out on the street. It's it'd be very tricky out there. Taylor's calling from Atlanta. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Oh, my God. Taylor, pick up the phone.
I got you. Can you hear me now?
No, it sounds terrible.
How about now? A little bit better?
Yeah, what were you doing? Why are you calling me like that?
I was sitting there. My bad. I'm sitting there driving.
Well, I got to hang up on you. Go ahead.
I got you. I'm going to be real quick. Sean Payton, I think he's going to be good in Denver, you know. And what my old man told me today, he said he has good intentions for coaching quarterbacks under 6 feet. So
yes,
he should be good in Denver because he did it with Breeze, who stands at 6 feet.
Okay.
Also,
maybe he'll also tell Russell Wilson not to hold the ball forever. Maybe they'll find some good pieces on the offensive line. And maybe a lot of the guys can be healthy at the same time. That would go a long way, too.
That's true. But also, too, unfortunately, I want to call you tomorrow, but I have this thing called an anniversary. So I just want to say this now. I was going to say right now. One of the worst officiating calls, I think, is the NFL. So if you go back one day, there was a call. There was a game with Green Bay always plays the Bears.
Hey, Taylor. But before I cut you off, the music is going to cut you off. What anniversary are you up to?
This is the fourth.
This is marriage?
Nah, it's looking like that. Coming up soon.
Oh, wait. Are you married or is this like a dating thing?
Nah, it's dating and engagement coming up.
A four-year engagement?
It's going to be a four-year dating, but engagement's coming up right behind it.
Oh, so she doesn't know that. She doesn't know you're going to ask.
Nah, she doesn't know. But I know damn sure I can't call it tomorrow.
All right, good luck.
If I call it tomorrow, that means I messed up.
Well, I expect to hear from you tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Chef. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Make sure you get married.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.